Shabbos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, 11:1. We continue to discuss the halachas of hotzah, transference, and here we're going to discuss the tolda, a tolda of hotzah, which is called zrika, throwing. So again, just remember that the Torah has, as it's of hotzah, transferring from Rosh HaSiyachid to Rosh HaSarabim. We also have hachnasa, bringing from Rosh HaSarabim to Rosh HaSiyachid. In addition, we have the separate rule. We have a tradition that you can't transfer for almost in the Rosh HaSarabim. That's ma'avir, transference. Here we have a tolda of that, which is zrika. If one would throw instead of carry, but he instead of transporting by hand, he transports by throwing an object either as a hotzah or a chanasa or a ha'avara, all three of those things, meaning you throw in to Rosh HaSarabim, you throw in to Rosh HaSiyachid from Rosh HaSarabim, or you throw Dalar Amas in the Rosh HaSarabim, all those things will also make you liable, as the Mishnayos will now lay out. So the first Mishnah says, Hazorik Rosh HaSiyachid Rosh HaSarabim, if one throws something from Rosh HaSiyachid private domain to Rosh HaSarabim to the public domain, remember you need to have an Akira and a Hanacha and also a transfer from one domain to a second. So you have that over here. You pick up the ball in the Rosh HaSiyachid, let's say. You throw it to the Rosh HaSarabim where it comes to rest. So you have all three components, the Akira and the Rosh HaSiyachid, the Hanacha, the coming to rest in the Rosh HaSarabim, and the transference across the domain line. So then you'll be liable, and the same would go in reverse. Rosh HaSarabim, Rosh HaSiyachid. If you transfer by picking up a ball in the public domain, throwing it to the private domain, it comes to rest over there. Again, you have an Akira, you have a Nacha, you have a transfer between two domains, and that being the case, again, Chayav. What about Rosh HaSiyachid, Rosh HaSiyachid, Rosh HaSarabim Be'emtza? What if you play a clever game? You play catch with someone from his house to your house, and in the middle between your two houses is the Rosh HaSarabim. So you have the ball, and the ball is going from your private Rosh HaSiyachid home through the window to your friend's private Rosh HaSiyachid home, which is also Rosh HaSiyachid. That transference is that would be mutter midorais, to go from yachid to yachid. Don't forget that midor ban nerzachi of making an heir of chatzeros to connect two differently owned, you know, two different Rosh HaSiyachid that were owned by two different people, but that's on our topic right now. Here the point is you're actually transferring that ball through the Rosh HaSarabim, and that would seem at first blush to be first a hotzah, when you take it out of your house into the Rabim, and then hachnasa from the Rabim to the Yachid. The problem is, or the potential problem is, that you haven't got a hanacha. It doesn't come to rest in the Rosh HaSarabim. So the question is, are you off the hook? And indeed the hacham and the halach is, yes, you are off the hook. You're playing with fire, but ultimately, since there's no hanacha in the Rosh HaSarabim, you won't be liable. And Rabbi Kiva disagrees. The Mishnah says, inside, Rosh HaSiyachid, the Rosh HaSiyachid, if you're throwing something from a private domain to a private domain, Rosh HaSarabim Be'emtza, that thing you're throwing is passing through a public domain. So, Rabbi Akiva is Machai, Rabbi Akiva says you'll be liable for a chatas, but the Chum say, no, poach, and you're exempt. The Chum, for the reason I explained before, there's no coming to rest, no Hanacha and Rosh HaSarabim on the way out, and same on the way in, no Akira. The Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva holds that kluta kamin shechuncha damya, that if something is in the airspace, the ball is in the Rosh HaSarabim, it's as if it's come to rest for an instant, like if you took a photograph, you'd see the ball for a moment at rest, if you will. So it's in the airspace, it's as if it's like come to rest in the airspace, and that being the case, you'd be liable just for passing through. So to a great degree, Rabbi Akiva sort of is abrogating the whole point of the hanacha in the conventional sense. It's not never needing to come to rest to be considered to be munach, to have hanacha. Nevertheless, you have to remember that the Rosh HaSarabim, which is where the public does its thing, we defined as a place that is 16 amos or more wide, that it's open, so it's wide and open, and there's a lot of thoroughfare of traffic through that Rosh HaSarabim. It's where the public lives and does its thing. The Rosh HaSarabim only extends vertically up to 10 tfachim, waist height roughly. Call it a yard high, a meter high roughly. So that means that above 10 tfachim, above waist height, that's not where the public interacts, and that's considered to be part of the Makom Patur. It's an exempt area. Which will mean that if you and your buddy are playing catch on the first floor of the home and the ball is going through the air and the ball is staying within 10 tfachim, or at least passing through 10 tfachim, of the ground, so then Rabbi Kiva will hold your chayav. But if you're playing catch from the second story of your homes, through your second story windows, you to your friends, and the ball is passing over the Rosh Hashanah. Even Rabbi Akiva will agree that you're exempt because the ball, although he holds kluta kamisha chunachadamya, that if it's in the airspace, it's as if it's come to rest there. Coming to rest above 10 tefachim off the ground is not in the Rosh Hashanah. That's also a makom patur, an exempt area. And that being the case, even Rabbi Akiva would agree that throwing the ball from one Rosh Hashanah yachid to another Rosh Hashanah yachid on the second story above 10 tefachim would not be subject to liability because the ball never comes to rest, even through a kluta, even through being absorbed in the airspace, in Rosh Hashanah proper, because Rosh Hashanah does not go more than 10 tefachim above the ground.